Hello, my friend. How are you today? Nicole here. How is your heart? Because you know, I really want to know. I hope that this Friday finds you well. I'm doing pretty good. I have no complaints, and for that, I am grateful. I want to offer you food for thought today, and it's about leaning into the line of demarcation between social acceptance and personal authenticity. It's something I've been thinking about for the last week or so and just had some questions about it for myself. You know, where is this line and how do I balance the line between being socially accepted in our communities? We're human beings, we live in community, and while maintaining our personal authenticity. So, what started me thinking about this is in 2020, I stopped going to brick and mortar stores for obvious reasons, right? Instacart is definitely my BFF. But anyway, this year I've slowly emerged back into the mainstream shopping culture and, you know, when necessary, and my mind has been blown. And this is why I was so shocked to see that everybody looks the same. I mean, obviously not everybody, but I can easily identify the groups of people who share the same beliefs and the same values. So, for example, in my community, I have observed that many nature lovers, hikers, trail walkers, they drive those Subarus with the quote unquote protect the earth and my dog loves our local arboretum stickers attached to the back window. They generally wear the Columbia style jackets with the cargo pockets and they're like on the move and ready to move. I noticed the boho chic PTA mom community with the ankle boots, the boho hats, the free spirited maxi dresses with their white Adidas as they step into their silver minivans or oversized SUVs. I noticed the tech lovers community ordering Americanas and Starbucks with their book bags on and their khakis and the latest iPhone and checking their binary watches. I noticed a community with their flannel shirts and jeans and large belt buckles and steel-toe shoes, and the kind with the flags on the front, the flaps on the front, driving away from the pawn shops in their lifted pickup trucks, soup with their super-sized political flags sailing along behind them. Okay, so time will fail us to observe the other communities, those with the rainbow colored hair, the black rimmed eyes, black oversized clothes, walking through the mall in their Doc Martens, and so many more. And I'm not in any way casting judgment on these people. I'm just saying this is what I've observed. And I can observe these communities and what these communities, what it means to be in community as I observe these people. And I mean, have you ever taken a moment to just look at the people around you? It's truly an amazing and eye-opening experience. But here's what blows my mind. You rarely see those folks who are like walking and dressing and dancing along, like literally, to the sound of their own tune. And when you do, it's either refreshing or off-putting. But they just don't care what anybody thinks. They are living their best authentic lives and they are free of mainstream societal expectations. And while this can seem like a breath of fresh air, I've also observed where the lack of assimilation with societal expectations have proved disruptive, chaotic, and even dangerous to the community at large. And so my observations prompted this question. Where's the harmony between the two? How do we strike the balance between being accepted socially as we live in community while also staying true to ourselves as authentic individuals? Now, we understand that humans are inherently social beings, right? We're wired to see connection and belonging within community, whether it's through family or friends or larger social groups. Our need for meaningful relationships is deeply ingrained in our nature. But there seems to be a delicate balance between fitting in and staying true to ourselves within that context of community. And in today's conversation, I want to explore how the power of journaling for self-awareness and values awareness can offer us practical strategies for navigating this, what could be a complex or confusing journey, right? So as we discuss this, I also want to invite you to reflect on your own experiences and values and ask yourself the question, how can I honor my authentic self while fostering honest connections within my communities? All right, let's talk about it. We often hear the word authenticity thrown around in hashtags like hashtag be authentic or hashtag authentic living or hashtag live authentic, right? But what does authenticity really mean? Let's break it down. So authenticity is about being genuine and true to yourself without pretending to be someone you're not. It's about embracing your own strengths and weaknesses, owning your values and beliefs, and living in alignment with them. When we're authentic, we show up as our real selves rather than wearing masks to please others or conform to societal expectations. So authenticity is about being honest and transparent and vulnerable, even if it means risking rejection or judgment. And that's hard for some of us. Authenticity is about embracing our uniqueness and celebrating our quirks that make us who we are. So as we navigate this journey between fitting in and staying true to ourselves within our communities, let's remember that authenticity isn't just a buzzword from social media. It's really a way of life that's rooted in courage and integrity, self-compassion, and self-respect. So we can understand that finding the right balance between fitting in and staying true to ourselves, it's tricky. Again, how do we manage that desire to be accepted while also being authentic? So one useful tool that obviously I'm going to bring up is through our journaling practice. Why? Because when we write down our thoughts and our feelings, we can begin to understand who we are and what really matters to us. So in this world where it's easy to feel pressure to be like everybody else, journaling can help us see where we may be giving up our true selves just to fit in. When we want to be accepted, we might be tempted to change who we are to match what everyone else is doing. This fear of not fitting in can make us compromise on being genuine and compromise our integrity, and that is what causes inner conflict. To find the right balance, it's important for us to know our core values, and I believe that's the key. And you'll hear me talk about core values all the time. I think that's the foundation of authenticity. Journaling helps us with that self-awareness. Again, allows us to explore our thoughts and our experiences. And it's a way, again, of understanding who we are so we can navigate those social situations while also staying true to ourselves. So as we're in conversation with ourselves on paper, we can begin to reflect on the things that we've written. And we know that we here on the Journal Coaching Podcast, we don't just close the book and stop there. We have that conversation and then we reflect on what we've written. And we begin to notice our patterns and the themes in our thoughts and our emotions and our actions and behaviors. And this helps us to see where we might have given up on being authentic in the past. When we're aware of our patterns, that's so important. Be aware of your patterns. Don't hide from your patterns. When you know your patterns, when you know your triggers, that gives you control. Because then you can make better choices in the future. You can stay true to yourself in social situations. Okay, so how do we integrate this and apply this to our lives? Knowing our values is a big part of being authentic. Our values are those guiding principles that influence the decisions we make. And you're going to hear me talk about values so much because I believe that values, those are the foundation of who we are. How we build our lives based on what's important to us. In mind, body, and heart. So, journaling helps us to identify and express our values. And in the process of writing, it creates this clear record of what truly matters to us. So, this clarity becomes our guide. And it helps us to make the choices that match our core beliefs, even when we're faced with the outside pressures. So let's pause and reflect for a minute. And I want to invite you to grab your pen and your paper and take a moment to, you can pause this, take a moment to write down your top three core values. Let's just begin to do this work like right now. Let's go ahead and integrate what we've learned so far. So take a moment, write down your top three core values. As we're writing in our journal, we're becoming more mindful of ourselves. And the thing about it is that we're not just becoming more mindful of ourselves, but also the world around us. So self-awareness is not just being aware of ourselves, it's us being aware of how we show up in relation to the world around us. This mindfulness that we experience in the writing practice, it extends beyond just knowing our values to also understanding what society expects from us. So why is this important? Because when we're aware of what these expectations are, then that awareness helps us to decide when to go along with them and when to stay true to ourselves. And here's the thing, because when we are unaware, then we're living on autopilot. We're living in autopilot mode, which means that we're showing up according to these expectations anyway. We just don't recognize that we're doing so. We're not showing up and living according to these expectations with intention. Nothing is wrong. I don't believe anything is wrong with meeting society's expectations. I mean, we live in this world as collective humanity. So, in order to live a peaceful life, there are some expectations that we adhere to. I mean, you can choose to not obey the laws if you want to. You can choose to not follow social semantics if you want to. You can choose not to. But most of us choose to live in accordance with many expectations that society offers us. So, but you get to choose though. And again, understanding what these expectations are, that gives you the control to know how you want to respond. So instead of reacting to these expectations, you're able to intentionally respond to these expectations. So here's another question for you. What do you think your family, community, workplace, clients, society expects from you? What do you think your family, community, workplace, clients, or society expects from you? Write a list about that. And again, feel free to pause and come back or rewind, whatever. Another question is, how do these expectations align or conflict with your core values? That's the question we need to be asking. So, just as a reminder, when we're writing on purpose, when we're writing with intention, we're focusing on good questions. And when we're asking ourselves good questions, those good questions are going to produce insight in our practice. And when we're able to have this awareness or this insight, then we'll be then, excuse me, we're able to create intention based on the insight that we've received. Again, that's how intentional journaling, or as I like to call it, journal coaching, where we're using our journal as a coaching tool. In coaching, we're asking ourselves good questions. So our prompts should produce insight. And again, that insight is going to foster intention. And intention is going to help us create action. And we'll get to that in a moment. So, how do these expectations align or conflict with your core values? Y'all, journaling is such a valuable tool because, again, I love it because it not only offers us a record of our past, but it offers a roadmap that we can follow for making those choices that align with who we really are. And that's why I love journaling with intention. Traditional journaling methods may just tell us to just write down our thoughts and our feelings, but where do we go from there? You know, how do we create something different? Journaling is a creative practice. We should be creating things. We are creators. Like, we should be producing things in our lives, especially with our words, because language is the foundation of life. Why is that? Because language forms our thoughts, and everything that's produced in our lives begins with our thoughts. Everything that you see in this earth that people have created, it started with their mind. It started with a sentence in their brain, which is a thought. That's amazing. But anyway, we'll go there in a different episode. All right. So journaling, that's why it's like I don't want to just stop at documenting your day. If you want to just document your day, that's fine. But if you want to produce results in your life, then this is what we're doing here. on the Journal Coaching Podcast. All right. So we're creating a roadmap for ourselves that will allow us to make those choices that align with those values. Okay. Journaling within this way also shows us, remember those patterns and those themes that we can find in our words as we're writing, as we're reflecting. Those patterns, those themes, those stories that we have, they will show us where we may have given up on being real to fit in. So here's another pause and reflect question for you. Where do you feel pressured to give in the most? According to what you just wrote about the expectations from your family, friends, community, society, clients, and so forth, where do you feel pressured to give in the most and why? Aren't these just beautiful questions, y'all? Take your time. Take your time as you're writing through this. And we want to be honest. This is not about judgment. This is not about shame and blame. This is about creativity and curiosity. Because as you write, you're learning about yourself. You're uncovering deeper layers of your stories. And I think that that's healing. And that's so beautiful. You're able to see who you are. And you'll be able to learn to accept that and be okay with that. And know that you are empowered to move forward and show up differently. So here's the question. Where do you feel pressure to give in the most? Why? And what's the trigger? And how can you mitigate this trigger in the future? The beautiful thing about self-awareness is that, the journaling practice is that it breeds self-awareness. The beautiful thing about self-awareness is that it fosters intention. And when we're becoming intentional, we get to ask ourselves, with this information I found, with this insight that I just found out about myself, is this where I want to continue to stay? Or do I want to move forward and show up differently? It gives you a choice. And I love that we have choices and that we have options. And journaling in this way opens up your awareness to the choices and the actions that you have available to you. Now, listen, I don't expect you to shift your whole mindset overnight. This kind of work, these kinds of shifts, they take a lot of thought work. Again, these are narratives and scripts and limiting beliefs and toxic stories that we have either suppressed or we have created based on our past experiences. And it takes a lot of awareness and dismantling of these stories to really get to the core of the healing process. But this is the beginning. Becoming aware and taking time to observe these stories, that's the beginning of the process. And so we can lean into the process and begin to be aware and accept our stories and then choose which ones we want to keep and which ones we need to release. So I'm just here to offer you a few good questions that you can reflect on as you either begin or continue this work. So finding the right balance between fitting in and being authentic, yes, it can feel hard. But the more connected you are to yourself and your needs and your values and your desires, then the easier it is to make these supportive choices. That just lets us be ourselves while still navigating these social situations. So once we have this clear insight or understanding of our values, then we can begin to explore on a deeper level how they align or conflict with the expectations of our social environment. And this is where the real work of balancing authenticity and fitting in begins. So we don't want to carry the belief that the work is in the journaling process. That's just half the work. Transformation comes in when we activate our words. And how do we activate our words and activates our insights? By taking action. And so let's talk about how you can take right now intentional action. So when you find yourself facing a situation where staying true to your values require you to go against the grain, or to speak up when others stay silent, or to pursue your passions when you're tempted to conform, you want to ask yourself, how are you going to approach these situations? Because they're going to come up very often, right? So you want to go into your life again, being intentional. And part of that intentionality is preparing yourself for when these moments come in. So when you know you're going to feel pressured, you know when you see a certain person, you're going to feel that pressure. You know when you're going to be in that situation, maybe with a family or a coworker or a community or a client, you may feel that pressure. So preparing for that is so helpful. So how are you going to approach that situation? I want to invite you, as you create and begin to take action, to choose one expectation that we went over a little bit earlier. Choose one expectation that conflicts with your core values. And then write down three ways you plan to navigate this challenge. Choose one expectation that conflicts with your core values, and write down three ways you can navigate this challenge. And then the next time you're in limbo between wanting to feel accepted and wanting to stay true to yourself, take one of those steps. Take a step. For example, if you know that you're going to be invited to maybe a family event, and you know that they expect you to show up to a particular event, well, you get the opportunity to sit with your values and decide whether or not I am going to show up to this event as expected, or if this event conflicts with my core values. You get to choose, am I going to show up to this event? And if you choose to go to the event with intention, just showing up to the event because you're pressured, that's a whole different ballgame than showing up to the event because you made the intentional decision that I'm going to show up to this event. Does that make sense? So, when you're triggered, when you have these expectations, how do you want to show up? How do you want to approach these situations? If you're having a conversation and you know something's going to come up, you get to choose. Do I have this conversation? Do I have this conversation now? Do I choose not to have this conversation? If you're feeling triggered because of an event or because of a conversation or because of a situation, you get to choose, but you have to remember to pause and reflect and be very intentional when you make your decisions. And make your decisions based on what's important to you. And it takes practice, because it's in these hard moments where our journals and our words become real and they become our allies, because we can look back and reflect and remember and remind ourselves of who we are and what matters most to us. And that's how our words become activated in real time. And that's why I say our words become real. What you write becomes real if you put it in motion, if you put it into action. So here's our takeaway, y'all. Finding balance between, again, that fitting in and that being authentic is a lifelong journey. It is not quick. It is not ending. It's just a lifelong journey. You're forever going to be finding the balance between when it's okay to fit in and when it's okay to just be yourself and be authentic. And this journey definitely requires patience and courage and self-awareness. So as you're writing this from today's conversation, as you're writing out, as you're writing your practice, you know, in your practice today or tomorrow, whenever, remember again, your words become real. And every journaling session you complete is another opportunity for you to write a new chapter of your story. And maybe this chapter could be filled with authenticity and integrity and more purpose and presence and peace and fulfillment and the courage to just be yourself no matter where your journey leads. So this has just been food for thought, and I hope that it's been supportive to you in some way. You can always feel free to reach out and share your thoughts with me. Right now on Instagram, you can find me at The Journal Coaching CO, and I'm always there available to continue the conversation. So if something struck you today or you resonated with something, feel free to come over there and let me know. All right. Anyway, just want to share this food for thought. Take what you need and take good care, my friend.